Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
They'll smile on your face, but I'll backstab you. All this nigga do is cap, he's a mad hatter. Put a hole in a wrestler, I do not grapple. I'm just trying to get a sack like I play tackle. I'm just trying to get a sack, I'm a linebacker. I've been trying to get a bag since the little rascal.
Big like
yeah. Like no hassle. Big and Lazy Podcast.
Back again. I'm a trap. Hey, that's the song of the day right there. That's Cutthroat JT from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes, sir. I'm Big. This is my homie.
I'm your boy Lazy, man.
And we got a special guest. We always keep a special guest, but we got a special guest again. The funniest nigga on Instagram.
Yeah.
I call him the Louisville Kevin Sanders. I used to talk that shit on Facebook, too, but I like it. He's just talking for me, man.
And this goes to show you that you don't have to be a rapper or clothing. You just have to have good conversation and be a real one.
West Side Will, man. Welcome to Big and Lazy.
I appreciate y'all.
No problem, man. No problem, man. What inspires you to put out them little clips of just, you know, speaking your mind, man? What drives you to do that? Because obviously you built a little following for yourself, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say a little following. You built a following for yourself to where we done wanted you on the pod.
Because it's a lot of people that say stuff to you or him mm-hmm. or somebody else, but they won't say it publicly.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. they're too busy worrying about what somebody going to say.
Right.
Me, I could care less what somebody going to say.
Right.
I'm going to say what I feel like saying, and mm-hmm. 80% of the time, it'd be the truth. A lot of it be bullshit because I'd
right.
be trying to be funny, but even with being funny, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Right. Especially how you feel. You know, most of keeping it real is just how you feel, and if people, you know, gravitate to that, then it's a blessing.
So has anybody ever came in your like inbox like, on some old violent shit, like, let's fight, you know, You motherfucker, you know what I mean? Does anybody
as
ever...
far as fighting, no.
Uh-huh.
I ain't fighting nobody anyway.
Yeah, we too old for that shit.
I'm almost 40.
Yeah.
I'm not fighting nobody. You got it.
Because
if I hit you and you don't fall, whatever, you won. Uh-huh. I'm not ready to keep going.
Facts.
I'm fat. I done gained weight.
I ain't got no win to be tussling with you, nigga.
I ain't got no win to be tussling. And I never was strong.
Uh-huh.
First thing you're going to do is grab me.
Right.
You grab me, the fight's over. You won.
Yeah.
But nah, as far as fighting, I ain't nobody ever... Got a couple of fake pages called me all kind of little shit, but
yeah, I think it comes with the territory though. If you even, you know what I'm saying, feeling like, because I still be like, man, I'm going to say something on Facebook, but I'm like, nah, I know niggas is going to be like, nigga,
I'm
who
say
you
it.
Talking about, nigga?
You can send it to me and I'll say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because I mean, it's facts though. Just the average, you know, guys that we are in the real world, like, you know what I'm saying, that conversation, certain conversations is going to. Because we in the world, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We see the average people that go through bullshit or put themselves through bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Or be fake or anything like that. But we in that midst of people. We can't can't miss it, you know?
I ain't going to do it. Mm. I ain't going to be fake.
So how you feel about this? Like the post that says, no black man is loved properly unless he got some money.
That's facts. Mm-hmm.
You think so?
Name a broke nigga that's loved properly.
I can name you a lot of them. I can name you too,
but I'm not gonna say where you're coming from.
Go ahead.
Name a broke nigga that's loved properly.
When you say love properly, because I know more people that's broke in relationships than money in relationships. Like,
and that girl gonna cheat.
Yeah,
as soon as a nigga with some money come along, that girl gonna cheat.
Certain ones.
I know some people.
Most of them.
They girls do handle them. They less.
And they don't get respected as much at home.
I think you're right in the aspect of it's not the old times than our grandfathers and grandmothers, you know what I'm saying, when the man go out and you respect him for that.
And another thing, too, back in the day, and I don't know if y'all grandparents are still living or not, y'all granddaddy used to whoop y'all granny's ass.
in most cases. I never heard of it in my aspect, but I know that that's facts.
Old niggas used to slap the shit out their wives and shit back in the day.
Nigga, I told her, whoop, if I'm paying all the bills and doing all this, I'm whipping your ass once a month. We fighting Ike Turner.
Think about it.
Yeah, I'm
paying
serious.
All the bills, you doing everything in the house, and then you come home and there's some bullshit going on. You going to want to slap shit at her.
Bruh, the Grannies don't say that. We've been together 50 years. How many black eyes? Been
there? My granddaddy used to whoop the shit out of my granny.
Damn.
I never seen it, but I heard about it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's another thing.
But that's not, you're not, once again, you're not saying something that's not true. That's true.
Yeah, it ain't.
That most of our peoples went through that. Yeah, like most of our ancestors went through that and they were still together 50 years, shit like that. But do you think it's, in this time, it would be so difficult to be that type of man?
Nah, them shit is over.
You have women that don't do nothing. But still, you're not ready to come and put your hands on me. You know what I'm saying? Or I think that's the worst type of chick anyway to me that don't do nothing but has everything to say. Back then, niggas wasn't going for that.
It's a sense of entitlement now.
Yeah, niggas wasn't going for that.
Social media has made a sense of entitlement cool.
Right.
For whatever reason. When you get on social media, you see women telling you what you got to be as a man and what you got to do as a man.
But or saying what's zesty to as a man.
But your daddy wasn't even around.
Right.
So how can you tell me what I'm supposed to be as a man when you never seen a man
in
your life other than the niggas that's running in and out of your life?
Right. Mm. Facts.
That's what I said. Like, where are you getting this? What am I supposed to be doing? Hit him a little ding or something. There we go. That's a gem.
It is.
Ooh, the
you know where they get it from?
The damn TV shows and the reality shows.
The niggas, they got money. Telling them what niggas is supposed to be doing because they got money.
And it's too.
It's another gym.
This is another one. Yo, you this age, the female, let's be real, 28, 29, 30. She going through what she going through as a woman. But her mama going through the same shit. She 50, 60 years old.
Going through the same shit. Been going through
it. Ain't married. The same shit she been going through. She just been waiting on her to move out to where I ain't got to take care of you no more. And but you on the same shit so that I'm on.
Have you
know.
Never seen your mama do it, nobody in your family do it, how can you tell me what's supposed to be doing?
Right.
But I take that shit with no merit. Like, I don't. You ain't better tell me what to do. And like, I think it's kind of lame when men tell women how to be women, and it's real lame when a woman tell a man how to be a man.
But,
facts.
I agree.
Yeah.
But at the same time, a lot of niggas grew up with what?
No father, single
mothers.
No father, single mothers,
houses with women 24/7.
Yeah.
So
I ain't gonna say it's easy for, I know what I saw growing up with my mama, my granny, my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
You never had no man to show you nothing to tell me how to be a man, but I seen my mama go work 2-3 jobs.
Right.
I seen my sister do this. I seen my mama take care of the house. I seen my granny take care of the house. I seen my auntie Murray, my auntie just had a 40th anniversary the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen married people in successful marriages. So how can you? You've never seen none of this. You play basketball?
No, not really. But
so can you tell LeBron James how to score 30?
No.
So how can you? If you've never seen none of this be done, how can you tell me what to do?
Subscribe now.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. So, like, does this work the same way for men too? Like, you see what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah, for men, if I've never. I ain't never had a period.
Right.
So how can I tell you how you're supposed to feel on a period?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
And if a man
I ain't never had a baby.
I
can't tell you how you're supposed to feel having a baby or what you're supposed to go through afterwards. I know what my baby mama went through afterwards, but I didn't go through it.
Mm-hmm.
I was still moving around.
And as a man that never seen, like women be like, why can't you keep it real from jump? Like, most men that's like got a right mind frame, that's weird to them. Why would I tell you exactly who I am as soon as I meet you? As soon as I meet you, I'm going to tell you every trauma, you know what I'm saying? You got to learn me just like I got to learn you.
That's the dumbest thing ever women ever say.
Yeah, because in the average aspect of a man never seen, if he seen, like you said, his mama worked 2-3 jobs, a man wasn't there for his mama. His mama did that. You know what I'm saying? His level of respect for women is different, even if he treats you a certain way. He might be the most honest nigga in the world. I'm not trying to have no relationship with you. I just want to be, you know what I'm saying? A man, you know, in that aspect.
I got an OG who I actually made a video about this the other day. His name's Blinko.
Mm-hmm.
He literally told me, no man is a bad man until a woman turns him into one. Mm. Whether it's your mama, your ex, or whatever. He said, every man's a good man at some point in his life until he's turned into a bad man from a woman. No man is born a bad man and grows into a bad man. He's turned into a bad man.
Right.
What do you mean by like bad man? Like abusive and cheating and stuff
whatever
like that?
Whatever women consider a bad man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because everybody got their own definition of a bad man.
I can agree with that more in this time than ever. Because it's like you got social media. Like, I know a lot of niggas that they call deadbeats. I'm like, this nigga ain't no deadbeat.
I just don't show everything.
And he just can't call his baby mama and say, I want to get the kids. I want to whoop de whoop because just a conversation with her is an argument. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I know some good niggas that, like, got money. I know he'll take care of his kids. But yeah. I'd have been in the car with niggas and be like, watch this, bro. Hey, we about to go to the mall. Can I get so-and-so to whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop? That's all you want to do is whoop-de-whoop.
But a lot of times, too, come on, man. They call niggas deadbeats because I can't do it right now.
Yeah.
As a man, to females, it's never supposed to be a you can't. You're never supposed to be able to say, I can't do it. I ain't got it. As a man, you can never say, I ain't got it.
But the psychological warfare that some of these women put on the kids from the relationship trauma or whatever is fucking crazy. It's like, like Kim K.
Let me touch on what he just said real quick. I ain't gonna say no names or nothing, but it's a situation. I've been asking this chick what the child want for her birthday for a month.
Yeah.
No answer. It's always some goofy ass shit. 2 days before the fucking birthday. Oh, she wants this. What the fuck?
You can't say you ain't got it.
Man, I'm like, man, I've been trying to pray for this shit. But I just swept it underneath the rug. I'm thinking you just, whoop. You want to argue and shit. Right. What does she need for her birthday? I ain't got nothing to do with that.
That's just some last minute shit you own and you want to put on me.
Yeah. And as soon as you say you ain't got it, you're a deadbeat.
Mm-hmm. Shit's crazy. But what were you saying? The psychological?
The psychological warfare that the mother plays on the kids about their father. And I know a lot of aspects is about money, but like Kim K, I don't know if y'all seen the clip, but she was just crying and shit. She was crying, but she was telling her, Kim Kardashian was crying to her sister.
About
she
what?
She was like, the kids came to me and was like, dad has it all figured out. He has an apartment.
He don't have no nanny.
He doesn't have a nanny. Chef. He doesn't have a chef. He doesn't have security. He cooked for us. And why don't we have an apartment? Why don't we live like normal? Like,
what?
And she said that she needed to get a manny for that. A man nanny to be in their life as a man.
Instead of their father. Instead of their daddy.
Man, I didn't see this. This is recently?
Yeah, this is like the past week and a half. People have been talking about this.
Last week.
Yeah. And I just thought that was amazingly fucked up.
It is fucked up.
That you got millions and billions of dollars, and the simplest thing is they like being at their dad's.
To be normal.
You know what I'm saying? My mom couldn't wait. You going to be daddy's this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hell yeah, I'm going on my days this weekend. So,
let me ask y'all this. So, like you said, some women can be difficult. So, like you say, can you fault a man for, I'm not saying walking out of his, but loving his kids from a distance? I mean, he ain't going to go in through the, jumping through the hoops.
Yeah.
You know, the toxic, the fighting, get it. You know what I mean? Look here, baby. If you're going to be a problem, I'm going to pay my child support. I'm going to, send money here and there.
I think it go with age.
I was about to say time.
Like, my son 18, my daughter 15, my daughter 10.
They won't fuck with you. They
don't
got
to talk to their mama.
Yeah.
They all got their own phone. I don't have to talk to her at all.
Uh-huh.
They can call me. I can call them.
Yeah.
So I ain't got to love them from a distance because I don't have to fuck with her no kind of way whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah.
To talk to them. They can call me, be like, we want to come over. Come on.
That's why I was about to say time, because once the kids get to, I can call, shit, that's amazing. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't have that option growing up.
Not me either, like.
Because your mom can play on that in the beginning. Can I call dad?
My daddy just didn't give a damn.
Yeah.
My daddy got high.
Right.
Bruh, crack took a toll on the black community, bruh. Like you say, a lot of us didn't have fathers growing up. Like,
right.
A lot of us is learning how to be fathers on the fly, bruh. Like,
I just knew what I wasn't going to put my kids through because I went through it with my daddy. My daddy was a motherfucker.
And you don't have to be with the mom. That's why I be telling my young niggas, like, you know, I cut hair, so like I might see, like, man, how your son, man? I'm gonna be real with you, big bro. I ain't seen little bro in you know, a month. I'm like, what's going on, man? I can't even call a phone without it being a problem and shit like that. So I'd rather have my peace. I'm like, yeah, but that's why I said time. Once time, like, where's my daddy?
Yeah, I can do it.
Dad, myself. I'm hungry. Come pull up. Come whoop de whoop.
Yeah.
It's hard for a mama to stop that.
Yeah, I FaceTime me all the time.
My mama never tried to stop it.
Yeah.
My daddy just was high.
Right.
Like, yeah. In some cases, growing up, I say between, you know, 30s and 40s, we didn't get older. And a lot of us realized our mother was the problem. Like,
yeah.
Facts.
So some people,
a lot of people.
I ain't going to say this. Now I know a guy, like, you know, he got a relationship with his daddy when he was like 23, 24.
Yeah.
And he said, like, I understand. Like, he wasn't with me growing up. But he said, but I understand. Like, I believe. You know what I mean?
And
like,
I'll go back to time, because once you can sit down with that man to man, and be like, man, what's up, man? What happened, bro?
See, I hated my daddy for years.
You know?
Yeah, me too.
I hated my daddy for years. Until I had my son, and I got older, and I realized I ain't need him for nothing. Now I can talk to him all day long.
Then you understand, because it's like, damn, you had a problem.
He just got high.
Right.
I don't consider it no problem, because that was a choice.
Facts, though.
You ain't facts, like my aunts and them, they hate it. They be like, your daddy was fighting demons. No, he wasn't. That nigga just got high.
Right.
He chose
Hold
to
on.
Get high.
I say that first, you know, trying the drug, but once them drugs get a hold of you, bro, like,
it rewires
some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
actually the stories you hear about people that put everything before just that hit of drug. Sure. You know,
it have been times I'd have been in the barbershop. My sister's husband used to cut my hair. The chair was right in front of the window. It'd have been tabs. I'm sitting in the chair looking out the window. My daddy walked past, stopped, looked me dead in my face, and take off.
Damn.
And I knew where he was going.
It's a different feeling, bro.
Yeah,
it hurt. But at the same time, you think I cared?
Yeah.
How old was you when this happened?
I was about 15. I didn't care.
Yeah.
Especially at that point, you done been through it.
Man.
15,
I'm going to keep it real. The only time I was really ever hurt by my daddy was twice. Once was my 16th birthday. My daddy's birthday, June 15th, man, June 16th. I pulled up on a bike on my daddy.
Yeah.
He was high as hell. His partners went in the house and got him.
Yeah.
They said, your son's outside. He came outside, looked at me dead in my face, said, man, that ain't my son. And went back in the house.
Damn.
My brother tried to kill him. My brother tried to kill him. The second time, when I graduated, he didn't come to my graduation.
Damn.
My mama's husband came.
Yeah.
My own daddy didn't even come.
Right.
You graduated from high school?
Yeah. That was a huge accomplishment.
Because
my brother didn't graduate. My sister didn't graduate.
Yeah.
These are your kids. All three of us are your kids. Only one graduate. You didn't come to that?
So two things. How did you find your way to being like, you know, a good dad? You here with us, so you ain't in the penitentiary, you ain't shot dead. Shit. You know, what made you gravitate through all of that?
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big, I'm B-Fines, and we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flir. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flir, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Not having it. Not that. When you ain't got no money, you want some money, don't you?
Right.
I ain't had no daddy. I ain't want my son and them to be, my son and my daughters to be one of them kids.
Right. Because normally they say it's a cycle.
That's why I asked. A lot of times
it's
it
a
is.
Cycle.
A lot of times it is, but it's up to you to break the cycle.
Facts.
Because if you got kids and you want your kids, like, shit. I ain't gonna never say I'm the best daddy, but I think me and my baby mama, even though we don't, you know, I think we did a hell of a job. My son's in college.
You got to take those, though.
So he made it to college.
Yeah.
He played basketball through high school. He ain't never been in no trouble. And he don't even leave the house.
Right.
I don't even know if my son had no ass.
That's what's up, though. Like, you think he's still a virgin?
Man, I don't know. He's a little freaky little boy, though.
Yeah. They all are. My son's 12, and I got to take everything at night. Here, give me the phone, the tablet, the game controller, the keyboard.
We took them right when they graduated, right before they went to college, me and my partner, we took our sons to Miami.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. You have fun?
Man, that might have been the best trip I ever been on.
Yeah, really? Man. And then you get to see a younger you.
Yeah.
Like, that's
and
what
we had him in the club.
Up. Yeah, that's what. And you said he's in college? Yeah, he's in college.
Uh-huh. Well, he was fresh out of, they couldn't, they weren't supposed to be in there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But we had him in there. They was in sections and shit.
I can't wait for some shit like that.
I looked over, my son up on real little thick little joint. I'm like, oh, his ass smacking skills is terrible, though.
Yeah.
They was terrible. I felt bad.
They don't have the, well, my son, he's smooth as fuck. I was going to say they didn't have the music.
The music, his mouthpiece was right, but when it came time, when she was dancing, he was smacking her ass, it just didn't.
Yeah, it didn't resonate.
Was it a strip club?
No, we went to the Booby Trap too.
Oh, okay.
We took him to Booby Trap.
I was only about to say that because, like, my son's an old school nigga. Like, even like when I seen his text message sometime, I'm like, bro, who the fuck do you think you are, little bro? Like, he like the Asley brothers and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my son's a no nonsense nigga. Like,
yeah.
As soon as you do one thing, he's done with you.
Yeah.
He don't even want to talk to you no more. Like, ain't no.
Yeah. My son's a lovey-dovey nigga. Like, yeah, I've been watching you in the hallway. I'm like, boy, you almost made me touch you.
How old
is it? My son's 12.
Damn.
Yeah, like, and then chicks is handling him like it was fucked up. The most he'd been handled is by a white chick. Because he was liking everybody in the sixth grade. He was texting all the chicks on group FaceTimes.
I'm keeping
real.
Your son get nudes.
He probably do.
Your son's getting nudes right now.
So I set up his phone one time on the what's it called?
The computer.
Screen time shit.
Yeah.
To where I screen it I can't see what he's doing, but I can people can't text you after this time. Shit like that. So one time, even on apps, I'm like, nigga, it comes to my phone. Can I download this? Boom, no. So one time Snapchat came through on the little thing. It was like, do you approve Snapchat on the iPhone 11. No. He comes in the living room like, Dad, why can't I get Snapchat? You denied it. I'm like, man, listen, you don't need no Snapchat right now. Uh-huh.
What time was it?
But check it, though. Even better. I said, why are you on Snapchat? Who's on Snapchat? Oh, this girl want me to get it. She said Snapchat is fun.
She was sending them pictures, too.
You feel what
I'm
saying?
I'm going to try to get caught
Snapchat,
with your daddy.
You got a little privacy, you know.
Oh,
they
man.
They wild at,
come
this,
on,
at
man.
This age now.
Come on, man.
At that age.
I caught my son on porn and seen the porn. He me. And that's the word. And that's what I was about to say, too. that's like the most. Like, I sit around. My son 12. And he's kind of like a giant. He way bigger than I was.
Uh-huh.
But it's just like crazy seeing the second you. That's my first.
Uh-huh.
The one that's 12 is my first. He's Tajay Jr.
Yeah.
So even when he lied, I'm like, you're lying, bro. Yeah. You're me. You think you're going to get in the biggest trouble when nigga, I just want to know, bro, why the fuck you do this? Or why are you watching this, bro? Why ain't you deleting your shit?
I want to know what porn my son watched.
White girl porn for mine. I'm going to just keep it real.
White girl porn?
Hey, man. I've never caught a black girl on the tablet. And it had to be good because motherfucker went to sleep one time.
And it was still going.
And then I woke up and I walk, walk around the house and you know, you OG now. We get up kind of early if we get some good sleep.
Yeah.
I picked up the tablet. This is probably the first time my wife I heard about it.
Beat yourself to sleep, huh?
And I was like, as soon as I got on the tablet, I went to the internet. It was right there.
He ain't care.
Stepmom.
Hey, I'm going to ask y'all something.
You know what that be, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, he been searching.
Yeah.
Solo, blind.
Ain't it something when, you texting and now they out on the late night, you trying to find you something. As soon as you jack one off, it's just,
that's
not texting
honey pack
nothing.
For.
The honey pack, money packs.
That's what the honey pack
was. I was on the honey packs early, bro. Like, I was
you
on.
You was, though. You was selling them.
I was selling them type shit, because hell, I ain't going to tell my business, though, but I am. But I bought one at the gas station. It was like $10. I'm like, I'm an Amazon-ass nigga. I said, here's a box of 15 for $25.
Yeah, I'm buying it.
I'm killing the game. You know what I mean,
you
nigga?
Did.
That honey was it's weak now. They didn't got it all type of, but it was like a dark brown, like a black pack. Your dick could be rock hard for 8 hours, boy. That was my last relationship, too.
The first time I ever used a honey pack, I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital.
First time I ever used a honey pack,
I
was off the Remy.
Would not go down.
I was off the Remy on the honey pack.
You got a honey pack story for us?
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
I ain't even no story. We were just...
Yeah.
I lost weight.
Damn.
I lost real weight. Like, we was going.
Uh-huh.
Like, 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
No lie.
Nigga, I'd never want to do that again.
Nah, it's over, bro.
That's what I was about to say, bro. That's why I said I almost had to go to the hospital, because it's like, bro, after I nutted that night, I was like, shit, baby, it's shit.
I couldn't.
I said, I can't go no more. You know what I'm saying? You want me to do this? No, this motherfucker about to blow up.
Did y'all ever try the gas station pills?
Nah, I ain't get that far.
I had a white dude I used to work with. I took a Rhino one day.
Yeah.
That shit was, I guess how people feel on shrooms is how I was feeling off the Rhino.
What?
Bruh.
Yeah, seriously. Like, when I moved my hand in front of my face, it was like a psychedelic wave behind my hand and shit.
Damn.
I never took it again. I tried to go to sleep. That's all I wanted to do was go to sleep and wake up and it'd be gone.
I took a gas station pill, bro, and no lie, my heart sounded like a Waka Flocka beat. I was in the hotel.
How the fuck go crazy?
I thought I was out, bro. I ain't took one since. I thought I was
dead. Yeah, you was going to die.
I knew a stud that took a Rhino.
What? Yeah, nigga, get the fuck out of here, nigga.
She was on.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Did she snort it?
No, fuck it. I'm going to ask you a question. Would y'all crack a stud?
Yeah, I did crack the stud before.
Yeah. A lot of them be thick. I'm like, shit, you got on these jeans, but you're too thick for these motherfucking trues.
I'm telling you, I'd do it.
A lot of them be fine, and a lot of them used to take dick back in high school and shit.
A lot of them still taking dick.
Yeah. I used to fuck one for years, bro. She said, I'm like, why do you? I just wanted from time to time.
It got to be a cute stud, though. It can't be
nothing. Yeah, like the brat.
She wasn't that cute, but she had the body of a goddess. She had a six pack.
I
got them same draws.
You see, you see some of these pretty ass studs naked. It's on.
I'm doing it.
It's on. I've seen some fine, pretty ones too. Like, like, you know what I'm saying? But you so tough.
But they said they're not studs. They call something else.
They don't want to be labeled.
They called films or something like
that. Films is the girly girls.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they are?
Studs is the you trying to hoop.
Don't ask me if I'm trying to hoop. And
you feel me?
I ain't trying.
That's all I'm
post
saying,
moves.
Bro. And then the internet lets you see the ones that's real fine. I'm like you go on certain chick's page on Instagram, like, ah, she's a stud. I thought she was just, you know, they trying to look sexy and shit. Like, one stud was on, I wish I knew her name. I'll drop it, but it was on Twitter, and she was,
the one with the grill.
I don't know. It might have been, but she was dark-skinned.
Light-skinned.
She had locks. No, she was dark-skinned, and she had like her female had like short hair, but she was like a female, like a femme, and she was super thick. But this stud bitch was uploading videos, playing with herself.
I got this, I see that.
And then her femme chick will be hitting her with the dildo and shit, like hitting her with the strap.
Switch.
Yes. And I'm like, come on, man. How you not like cock?
That's why I never understood that.
If my coho, if my nigga Big had a dildo in the car and I get in his car, I'm like, what's this? Oh, shit, that's just a little something.
Mm-hmm.
You like this.
Dog, speaking of sex toys in the car, to change the subject a little bit, I know a nigga, he used to keep a flashlight in his car.
He's a freak.
Yeah, he'll go off when it's breaking. I'm like, bro, damn, not only are you jacking,
hold on, what?
Flashlight. No, I'm thinking he talking about.
He had like a little flashlight. He'll go, you know, like the
with
little...
With the little pocket pussy?
Yeah, pocket pussy.
Okay.
Oh, he's a freak.
He's a real smut. Real smut dog. He'll go on his...
I'm not that...
Even if I was a single nigga, I probably wouldn't bag.
Bro, he told me he got it in on the red light.
This is all you need.
Right.
I need a device for it.
And why you got it in your car, bro? I said, why you got it in the car? He said, man, you never know. I was in a red light one time.
You never. You said it like it's a condom and a random chick coming up. You never know.
And I got sons. Daddy, what's this? Oh.
Hey, I'm
on that. My 12-year-old. Daddy got a pussy in here.
Hey, that's crazy. We talk about this because I was just with my little cousin and we was talking about, she's a girl.
Yeah.
And she was explaining the satisfaction of fucking with a vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I couldn't do it. Like,
you talking about
fucking a girl and holding the vibrator on her?
Oh, yeah, I do that. I do that with my...
That Rose is a motherfucker. I seen a bitch do tap the pussy.
I ain't gonna lie. That's the... I'm married.
Yeah.
So, that's just your best friend. Like, you take a honey pack on wifey, like you said, you probably couldn't... It's been times where I'm like, I'm thumping it out. And it's amazing, but I'm off the honey and the Remy, and she cooked.
I used to think the vibrator was our enemy, but like you say, Ty J,
it's your friend.
We on the same team trying to accomplish the same goal. Right?
As long as she come, you're the man.
Well, I ain't never did it.
Yeah. We never did it.
You're the man.
I ain't never did it. So I always was like,
if you a single man, bro,
if I'm feeling that vibration, I'm probably gonna bust for
it. Oh yeah, but that's your friend. She straight with that.
Nah, the fuck, she's not.
Hey man, the right one. Long as she get the nut. A cum?
Like, no.
She can find any nigga, man, to do that though. She ain't, you know what I mean? She ain't.
Man, I feel like this, bro. If you at a chick's crib and it's her crib and you knocking, you doing your thing, you know, you check the time, nigga. I've been in this. This is one of them nights. Mm-hmm. You got a toy? I got a little vibe, put it on there too. The pussy gonna explode, bro. That's a whole nother. It's like
I can agree with that, world. But I'm talking about I could just see it, me now, have my fucking vibrating on me. I'm done.
Facts. I let her know though. Me, yeah. Like I said, I'm married. I let her know. Like, shit, this is intense.
Shit, I got a question. I'm not married and I'm going to let her know.
Everything.
It's over.
It's only right. It's only right, though, if you're going to respect it or not.
I always lie, though.
I got
to lie. If I bust fast. It's always the same lie.
What is it, bro?
Man, I ain't had sex.
No, nah, don't tell your cheat code.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Don't tell your cheat code, bro.
I
seen you on that podcast.
I ain't fuck nothing in a while. It's been a long time. It's been backed up.
That's always, you know
that's
what I mean?
Facts, that's my lie. That's
damn,
my
baby, you really showed out on me.
Hey, but that's my lie at home. That's my, you know, that's my say so. That's my say at home too. Like, shit, girl, it's been a couple of days.
Yeah, that's my lie every time.
That was right
been
at the top.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you.
I've been fool.
Can I ask y'all a question though? Is it a such thing as too freaky?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I had one boy. Here's how freaky she is. So she goes into the closet and says, handcuff me. I look around, bitch. You ain't got no bed frame. Like, can't what the fuck? Handcuff you to what? The radiator? What the fuck?
I guess just to her.
Yeah. I hog tag the bitch.
She's going to cuff you up.
I don't think handcuffing. I don't know. That might not be too. I don't know.
It depends, though. Like he said, you have to have a bed post.
That's
so
what I said.
Like,
I don't know. I think, like, to me,
yeah,
too freaky is butt play.
Yeah.
So you ain't getting your ass ate?
I've never got my ass ate.
Me neither.
I've never.
Me neither. What
I've
about
never
you?
First of all, what about you, bro?
I tell you off camera.
You did it. You ain't got away. You already did it.
Huh?
You just told us.
I tell you off camera.
You ain't got away.
So what made you do it?
It was on some old like.
Not what made him do it.
I just want to say because I ain't never been that drunk or anything.
You asked the wrong question.
I'm just saying.
Who made him do it? And it was on some.
How was you?
What do you mean?
Was you laid back with your legs up? Was you bent over holding your ankles?
This is exclusive.
You got to ask the real questions.
Beep, beep, no, beep, you don't even get no head in the, you know, and the bitch just gone down there like,
yeah,
that's
gooch,
what I'm going to do.
The gooch is cool.
The gooch.
But if you get to, you got to do something. Yeah. I'm not, you're not ready to just go straight to my ass.
So is that zesty? Is that sassy getting your ass ate?
I know some the OGs.
I'm not going to say old niggas love it.
But as I said, the OG made me feel like it ain't homo to do it.
I know a nigga that weighed damn near 300 pounds talking about he hung off the edge of the couch. The bitch was laying on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And then he was just dropping his ass on the mat like teabagging her with his ass.
My thing is,
he was a wild nigga.
Like, I'm a wild nigga, but I never even asked to fuck, my fault, for the pot to even bone in the ass. I never been hitting the bitch and be like, man, let me put it in your ass, baby.
I had, because I know she liked it.
I just never.
I
don't know, man. Even with freaks that I've even been with.
I knew she liked it when I seen her butt.
I'm with the spice shit.
You can tell for the ass to get down. Brad,
you like it.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. That shit open. It open with the cooch if it's been played with. But, all right. Let's say this. You with your dream bitch, and she get there with you. She got you. Rihanna got you in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
She done sent you to a spa. You done get waxed up and everything. You just on the strength of just, this is what I like.
And what?
And she just like, let me eat it. Let me eat you.
I got to think about it.
I got to think about it.
Because I don't know that, for one, I know me.
I ain't taking the spa. I don't want you to even be attracted to it.
Like, I know I sweat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
In my drawers.
Yeah.
I wear them tight ass PSD draws.
Yeah.
I know I'm sweating. Like, how did you do this?
Yeah.
Like, where? I don't know if I can look at you the same. I've been sweating.
Hey, man, we met two girls.
So,
I'm not ready to disclose that information out here.
Why not?
Put it like this.
Somebody on here that's probably been waiting to ask me that question.
Put it like this. Focus in, if you can focus on me.
Yeah.
As a man. If you ever ate pussy right,
you ate ass.
You ate ass. It's only this much skin between the pussy and ass.
You got to eat the cookies fresh out. I say that to say that.
That's all I'm saying.
You ain't eating no ass fresh. Hey, you just did 12-hour shift, baby. Gone. Get in that shower. You know what I mean?
Some bitches is nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right about that.
How many times you done came in the house You done went over a chick's house after you done been ripping and running, and
she just take you down.
Yeah,
she take you down how you are.
She said she like her meat with a little season on it.
Yeah. But I'm not. I would feel wrong if I allowed you to lick my ass. Yeah. And I just got done farting or something. They already say, nigga.
But women do that too. It's a dirty game out here. If you
since you eat ass because you just told us you did.
You just said you did.
I mean,
I never said that. He said anybody ever farted in your mouth?
No,
no, man. That's fucked up.
Nah, hell,
nah. Oh, it could have been an accidental thing.
Mm-mm.
Nah.
Have you ever been eating pussy in the pussy fart in your mouth?
Yes.
That's the same thing, ain't it?
Yes. Yeah, queef.
No, it's not the same thing. No, no.
I mean,
no, not even a little bit.
I mean, my thing is on a woman. I don't think nothing's just out of the.
Ain't nothing off limits.
If you,
especially if I'm fucking with you, I don't like feet.
What?
I ain't gonna lie, I don't fuck with feet, bro.
I fuck with feet.
I massage them, but they ain't going in my mouth.
I massage them too, but you gotta have socks on.
I don't like raw feet. I could be. I'm like Eddie Murphy. I could fuck with you, and you the finest bitch I've ever seen. And if I see your feet, and they, oh man, what?
I mean, that's definitely a get away from me type thing. If your feet's terrible,
yeah, but the French tips and all that, like you keep your hands and nails done. That's a turn on with me. Like,
I did lick toes once though. I ain't gonna lie. We was on some freak drunk shit.
Yeah.
I'm a toe sucker. I'm sorry.
I'm not a toe sucker.
I ain't no sucker.
Jacuzzi.
I did. We was in the midst of the action.
Yeah.
The foot was right here on my shoulder. I just leaned over it.
So, I don't know. I like Kevin Gates, so I'm kind of like.
That nigga nasty.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm kind of like, he understands.
I didn't start eating pussy until I started listening to Gates. I didn't start eating pussy until I was like 25, 24.
I was like 26.
Man, yeah, I was pussy in eighth grade.
Eighth grade? My nigga said he started eating
pussy. I wasn't
even
fucking in eighth grade.
That's when I lost my virginity, my brother. Shit.
Hey, this nigga got a lot of.
I ain't started eating pussy till at the time my baby mama cheated on me and she told me the nigga ate a pussy good. And I was like, fuck, I guess I gotta start doing this shit.
Uh-huh.
Damn, that's a hell of a way to start. I got tricked.
That made me sound like a sucker right there.
Nah, the fuck you did.
That made me sound like a sucker.
But the thing is, you was just trying to do.
Nah, you ain't got to believe it. We keep it real. I felt like a sucker just trying to do what needed to be done at the time. No, it ain't even that. That's not even the part that made me just sound like a sucker.
What's that?
I literally just said my baby mama cheated on me.
Hey, man.
And I said I got to get them back.
Some of the best niggas done get they females back in the other. And at least you didn't cry, climb up. Fire skates and all types of shit.
I cried like a bitch.
I'm saying, so how'd you find out you was getting cheated on?
Whew.
You ain't go to the phone, did you?
No, I ain't never went to nobody's phone.
I never went through a phone
because I know what I be damn. I go through a phone and see a nigga killing my girl out.
Man. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen.
And the niggas and this is me and this is him.
It's over with. I'm gonna go ahead and pack up my. That's when I'm gonna pack up. Even if I'm paying everything.
Even if she comes back,
it's not gonna be the same.
Nah, she gonna keep going back there.
It's not mine no more.
Nah,
I'm gonna tell you this too.
One size fit all, huh?
I went through a phone once, and my nigga, it wasn't even a nigga.
Oh wow! But can you be upset about that?
I'm gonna tell you this.
Well, was it a woman or a white boy?
No, it was a woman.
Okay.
It was a woman.
I think it'd be more devastating. I ain't gonna tell y'all who. White boy's cracking your girl.
No, I ain't gonna tell y'all who, bruh, but it's
you tell the truth
it's a
right
different
there.
Feeling when it's a woman. Me as an older man, 32, I went about it all wrong.
You're supposed to invite that and embrace it.
Like, let's embrace it.
Yeah.
But at the time, it's like, shit, you what? You cheating on me? You feel me? But
yeah, I feel that.
I was a young man at the time too, and I was doing a lot of dirt, so I didn't know how to understand it. Like, and
so
then
what made you go to the phone? Like, what made you like? Was it acting different?
Motherfucker going through my phone?
Okay,
I done had my phone went
through. Yeah, I done been slapped up. Wifey slapped me out of my sleep one time. Like,
I ain't never had a physical altercation.
But see, I ain't cheated since I've been married. I've been married 7 years, so I'm not gonna make it seem like I'm just a. But
smart man.
I've done a lot of shit. My wife has gave me grace upon.
Yeah,
fuck like, merge.
I mean,
I don't
not
merge
you.
No, not you. I feel you though.
Fuck merge.
Because I cut a lot of hair. So I've had a nigga that was 40, like, man, what made you get married, man? Yeah, like, I'm like, man, you 40, nigga. I should be asking you, why, you know.
Why you ain't married?
Yeah, but.
Niggas won't sling sausage for the rest of their life.
They do, but I'm going to tell you, I just had a woman that fucked with me no matter what. You feel me? Like, she gave me grace like moms do. Like, you might go to school every day and get in trouble, but it's what? Like.
If you can get that, then you damn right. You do lucky. What you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
you
lucky.
Damn right. But shit,
you feel what I'm saying?
Don't run into them.
My peoples, though, he told me one time he going through so much baby mama drama and then with these other bitches and shit like that. He's like, Tajay, bro, you wouldn't be able to deal with this shit, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Like, I'd be this close to killing the bitch every day. I'm like, damn.
I run into a lot of Cash App me hoes.
Damn.
Oh, God. Oh, man, I had one. It was. So we fucking around. We go on the first date. Damn. It's a Saturday.
I don't even go on dates.
Damn.
It was a drive-in cheap date.
I don't
know. That's
I
my
don't
golden
even
ticket.
Like going on dates.
Me either, bro.
Why don't you go on dates, Brody?
It's pointless for real.
It's pointless. Yeah. I don't want
to
be with you
ain't
for the most part.
See, that's what goes back to what I said, though, about women wanting you to be real as soon as you meet them.
That's why. And remember, I said that's the dumbest shit they ever say.
You can't do that.
Because if I come to a girl right now, look, it ain't nothing. I just want to fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to clock out.
Right.
That's so I got to lie to you.
Right.
But now your feelings are involved.
Why do you like sluts? Because it don't take all that. Like, I want to fuck. Cool.
I'm going to keep it real.
Taking the indies to get your
six. This is exclusive.
Uh-oh.
I'll pay for it.
Oh, shit. I don't think nothing wrong with paying for it.
Me. I was the $40 king for a long
time,
bro.
I'm a list crawler regular.
Nah, I ain't fucking with the list crawler. I ain't going
to hold. What's that?
I just catch when I'm begging it.
Oh, Craigslist.
Yeah, hold on. Damn. No,
he know what the fucking list crawler
is. I didn't know
it's that. It's the thing, though. You don't go on list crawler to find randoms.
Uh-huh.
What's list crawler? Is that Craigslist?
It's like Backpage.
Okay.
Prostitution site.
You go on list crawler and you find your friends that's on Facebook. That you see every day on Facebook.
Selling that quad.
And you see what they want.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, I did that one time. And nigga, I pulled up to the place. Because I was in the inbox on Facebook. But she never, you lame as fuck. You know, never gave me no. Nigga, I pull up to that dope nigga like she seen a fucking ghost.
I couldn't wait to give her no money.
Huh?
I wouldn't be able to wait to give her the money.
No,
you talked all that shit on the book? Yeah. I can't wait to give you a change.
Because.
Damn.
It was awesome. She tried to be friends.
Then it was cheap too, wasn't it?
It was cheap as shit. You know, this is long time ago. Yeah. Long time ago. But yeah, she's on. I told her, look here, I'm not here for the small talk. This been the fuck over. Like, she trying to
hold blood.
Man,
no.
She trying to,
yeah.
I be seeing you cool. Hey, look here, I'm not here for the small talk.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Say you on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You see a chick on Facebook, and she's on her hugged up with a nigga, kissing all on and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But she's on list crawler.
Mm. So he probably knows.
No, he probably don't. Mm. A lot of niggas don't know
so
that girls.
I said,
pussy.
When you tell him?
I ain't gonna tell him because I don't know him. I don't know him.
I done seen plenty
but
of
it's a lot of chicks that sell the pussy that niggas don't know sell the pussy.
Mm. I'm gonna tell you why I don't think it's a problem. Like, niggas be like, niggas is a simp, niggas is woo woo.
I mean, if that's a business, that's a business.
It's a business, but it's also like, nigga, regardless, some of you niggas do the most to fuck a bitch. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you already done pay. I'm a nigga.
That's why I would
so
rather
I'm
be
keep
like,
it,
take this honey.
Facts. And then I'm going to keep it real. As a nigga, if I was a single nigga, most of my day would be to fuck a bitch at the end of the day. When I go in bad fit, shit, it's going to kill a bitch tonight.
That's the majority of it. But
you
the,
hungry?
I go, you
that's all
what?
Spending. By the end of the day, you done
it.
Spent hella bread to fuck
niggas.
One bitch.
A lot of these niggas wake up every day to impress niggas.
They do. They do.
A lot of niggas wake up every day to impress. They don't even give a fuck about the chicks no more. They want niggas to know.
Bro, them women don't care about the high designer shit.
No, they don't.
But I'm going to tell you a little story.
A lot of bitches do. It's
I'm
a lot of high maintenance bitches, but the
women
that we run into every day,
bro. Man, them bitches care.
They
think
do.
So?
I know they do.
They do, but
I'm talking about as far as like a man dressed in designer.
Yes.
But I'm going to keep it like I'm going to keep it real, bro.
Go ahead, nigga.
Bitches don't.
I don't think they do
they
either.
They do. It depends.
Bitches don't.
It
if
depends.
I was a single man, bro, I'm telling you, bro.
You probably a type of nigga where you don't have
that type
a lot
of
niggas got to do that.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Personality wise.
And that's why the females care.
What was you going to say, though?
Like you said, like they usually doing it for, I think. The Mary Jeans, I think, you know, some women care, but for the most cases, they try and shine on their niggas. They try and shit on their niggas. But to say, like, Facebook, like, it, I ain't going to tell my business, though, but, you know, I got a, you know, a side hustle, a legitimate side hustle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I called one of my bad little Facebook, you know, so I called, I got, you know, it's telling them what's up. Nigga, she texting me, nigga, I'm broke, I'm this and that. She's just going on and on and on. I'm not biting on it. Her check short. She said she can she borrow money from my granddaddy. Do you got time? So she's going on and on and on and on and on and
she
on.
She trying to borrow money from your granddaddy?
No, her granddaddy. She's telling me all type damn, of stories and shit. So I eventually bite. I said, well, you know, you obviously, you well, you know, you in need. So shit, let me, you know, I can't believe you came to me like that.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Like, bitch, what damn. The fuck you thought I was going to get you? Just, bro, nah, come on.
That's what I'm she thought.
I'm going to tell you why I say that they curve. Yeah. I ain't going to say they curve, but I'm the reason why I say it. My most liked picture on Facebook.
Yeah.
I got on a Gucci fit.
Yeah.
The most likes I've ever had on Facebook, I got on a Gucci fit.
Okay. I see that.
But I got on graphic tee shit that look better than this shit, get 20 likes.
Right. Yeah.
The Gucci fit got 300.
But I think at the same time, it's like females that be, you know, into that type of shit.
You don't want them anyway.
Not even that.
Not at all.
That too, but at the same time, they not them Gucci bitches.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, the majority of these bitches ain't them Gucci. The majority of, see, that's where I'm going to get on the canvas. The majority of the bitches that wear that shit only wear that shit because of the niggas they fuck with.
Right.
They're not buying it. You got a handful that can buy it for themselves.
Yeah.
Right? But even the ones, some of the ones that's in that handful that can buy it for themselves was put on some kind of way from a nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how you feel about the aspect of, these type of females might have the average nigga that don't do all that extra shit, graphic tee, you know, just, you know, push shit together, you know, like everyday niggas. They might have that nigga at home, but they liking the nigga they do Gucci every day.
Yeah. And guess where they come back around to? What we talked about in the beginning.
Black, look, that's the not women, love properly, though.
It ain't, but she's gonna cheat where the money's at.
Mm.
Mm.
So do you think that's
I'm broke, right?
Yeah, so you ain't never fucking nigga. I didn't fuck plenty of niggas.
I don't fucking hold out. I'm just saying, though. I'm broke.
Yeah.
If me and my nigga, I'm broke, he got some money.
Mm-hmm.
Who you think they're going to go for first?
They going for the bag first.
They going for the bag first.
Yeah.
She can have a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
What is she benefiting fucking with the broke nigga? She got a nigga already.
Yeah.
What is she benefiting fucking from the broke nigga?
I think we looking at it crazy, too, because most of these females, I've heard Big say this before on Instagram. Most of the females want niggas, the average nigga that's, you know, nigga can have some nice motion, working, all type of, you know, he's a good nigga. He stay fresh, all that shit. But she want him to pay for it than the nigga that, you know, sell dope or scam.
It's always
she
been
fucking that nigga for free. It's just
because he got a name.
Yeah.
It's just
their fucking name.
It's the fucking excitement factor to tell her to be able to go back to her buddies.
Yeah.
You know, old dude from out over here, they got out, you know, I fucked him.
Yeah.
What excitement factor she get to tell her? I fuck Will.
Will the forklift driver. Yeah.
Hey. That nigga work at MSD.
But do you see how quick you bridge the gap, though? Between, like, I that's what I hate about women, because I'm not the type of nigga that sit up and bash women. But something that I hate about women is, like, man, y'all more like us than what the fuck y'all
they
be complaining about. Like y'all fuck niggas with a name, we fuck a freak.
Yeah, women are worse
than
niggas.
You know, like, it's
by a male.
Yeah.
And they a lot more sneakier, too.
They think they are. You know what I'm saying?
They're not sneakier. We just dumber.
Yeah. But it's my homie, he be on shrooms. My homie said, women are like cats. He said this years ago. Niggas is really like dogs. He said, unless you got an in-house cat in your house,
you'll never see
that cat shit or piss or fuck. But if you let that cat out, that motherfucker come back pregnant. Never seen a shit, piss, or fuck. A dog will come right in your front yard, take a shit, and walk on, nigga. What you talking about, nigga? You seen it.
It's like I always say about cheating. Women ain't really smart at shit. They're not sneaky. They just fuck with. Niggas been sad niggas for 8 relationships.
Thanks.
Real talk. I know
they got an emotional attachment to that nigga. That's why they don't get caught, because they might cheat with 3-4 niggas, but that one nigga is there.
Right.
You cheat.
Yeah.
You just trying to bust one off.
Right.
Yeah. So you going to cheat with 20 bitches.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have 20 bitches.
So the fuck can't.
And it's all emotional. Like, women, they might cheat, but they have to have
some type of.
Niggas
don't cheat on the bitch right now and get caught. You can leave her alone right then and there and never talk
right
to her again.
Right then and there, never. You're right.
You'll never talk to her again.
You're right.
If your girl cheat on you with that nigga,
Yeah.
For one, she picked that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, we don't have no say on fucking.
And it's easier for them to cheat.
Mm-hmm. Men don't have no say in fucking.
No.
It's
on y'all.
It's on them. Mm-hmm. So yeah. In order for me to fuck you, you had to like something about me.
Facts.
Yeah.
So even for you to get
nigga,
the number.
If you cheat on me with a nigga, you like something about this nigga that much.
Definitely.
To where he got you out of your house with me to come over with him and let him drop Johnson on you.
Yeah. And yeah. When women cheat, there's a possibility that, like, the nigga they choose, they could possibly be with.
Yeah.
And
I more don't niggas be is going to be these bitches that I'm cheating with.
Facts. And then most niggas is not, like, if you get a chick and you know she got a nigga, like, niggas ain't like females. You could be knocking a chick off and think y'all got an agreement for years. And as soon as you do something she don't like or she want to be with you enough, she going to fuck your shit up because she done caught feelings.
Yeah.
Niggas
that's
can
why,
go through.
That's why women
y'all ever been blackmailed or, like, extorted?
No, I've been flat out told.
I don't think I ever been extorted.
Yeah, bitch trying to get me. I say, I dare you. Because if you black, motherfucker blackmail you extorted, if you pay them at one time, they got you as in the hood.
Yeah.
I say, do it. Go ahead. I'm on.
Well, I don't really care enough.
That's what I said. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Go ahead, dusty really, ass bitch. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I'm the type of person that if it's other than my relationship, should I tell her myself? For you just call her and tell her anything, I'll just go home and tell
that's
her.
That's the joy of being single.
Yeah, it is. And it is. That's why I tell all my young niggas, man.
I explain myself to anybody.
You
at all, especially a motherfucker on social media. Because that was a little thing. I'm going to expose you because you shouldn't be fucking with me. Yeah. Who was this bitch you posted? I said, man, you know our relationship. We ain't been fucking around for... Well, you said I was next. What a gone.
What?
Fuck
you told the bitch he was next?
You know how it is. You know his little game. You know
no, I don't.
Nah, you ain't never been like,
I'm lying. I ain't gonna lie to you. I tell every girl next. I talk to, I love
him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I ain't gonna lie to you. Every girl I talk to, I tell him I love
him. Damn.
Yeah. It was one then. When we gonna be together soon? Yeah. And
I ain't doing too much of that, but I'm gonna tell them all I love them.
Yeah,
yeah.
But remember, I told
Bruce
you
up a little bit.
Remember, I told you before though, like life would be better if more niggas just kept it real, because that's where our granddaddies and them came from. That's why before the phones and shit, your granddaddy got five other kids you never knew about till you turned 30. Goddamn,
you say the phones? You talking about like
just,
social media?
Yeah, because you meet a chick at the supermarket in the '70s.
You had to leave the house to see something.
You feel me? You like, look, I got a whole family, baby. Shit, okay, but I'll come over and pay bills and shit too. Knock babies in you and everything.
But like I said, back in the day, you had to leave the house to catch something.
Yeah,
you did.
Now, I don't have to go nowhere.
Thanks.
And it come to you. Y'all heard about the Terrell Owens story?
The who?
T.O. Like about his daddy. His daddy grew up across the street from him. He never knew it.
Damn.
So the only
Damn.
Way he found out, but he had other kids over there. So, you know, the neighbor kids play and whoop whoop whoop. And so they noticed that T.O. had a liking for his sister, but he didn't know it. Mm-hmm. So they're about 12, you know, about that age. And he said, I pulled him to, you know, I had a, you know, my dad pulled him to the side. He came over. He said, yada, yada, yada. He said, that's your sister. And I'm your, you know, I'm your daddy. And like,
yeah.
And he still didn't do nothing. You know, he still didn't fuck with him. He lived right across the street.
I was stowed off on my daddy with something like that.
Yeah, T.O. was a big guy, too. But it was a hell.
I probably would have stole my daddy. Like, you live across the street from me, you know, nigga, and you ain't said nothing in 12 years?
Man, nothing in 12 years. The only thing you say to me is don't fuck your sister?
Man.
I'd have stole my daddy. Like, for real. I've been going to steal my daddy now.
I'm
going to
ask you this, though. Have you ever messed with a girl's friends or family or whatever just to get on the get back shit?
No.
Wow, damn, why not?
Right. Huh? I don't care enough.
You don't?
No, fuck him.
Ah, man.
If I fuck with
you. What about you, B? I ain't the only smut in this room, huh? I can't be the only smut. What about you, man? Never.
I don't want to get back at you.
You ruthless, man.
Not on no get back shit.
You a ruthless nigga, man.
Fuck him.
You ain't never did that, though.
No.
Get the fuck out. I don't believe it.
I ain't going to lie to you.
Now, I'll tell you this, and this is when I was a young nigga. I used to go with this girl.
Yeah.
And like, after I got done, like, you know, going with her or whatever, you know, when you're young, I had seen all of her and her peoples at skating.
Yeah.
And then that night, I left skating and one of her cousins hopped in my inbox on MySpace.
Uh-huh. Did you fuck the other girl already?
Yes.
Ah, well.
You feel me? But she was just on some shit like, I always liked you and she did you wrong.
Did you fuck her?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Okay, so y'all ain't never, this, I don't know get back shit, this period.
It wasn't
you
really
have,
on get,
you ain't never,
it wasn't on get back with me neither. It was on some just, man, you know, she was intrigued.
Yeah, okay.
But my thing is, we live in Louisville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's only, how many people is there?
Shit, I don't know. 100,000.
We're going to say 100,000. Yeah. Many. But it ain't that many around us.
Yeah.
So I'm big on, I might have talked to you, yeah, but if I ain't do nothing with you, your friends is fair game.
Yeah, quit claiming me. Quit telling people you know
your
me.
Your friend is fair game. Yeah. I can shoot at your friend because you're going to fuck my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Facts.
You gonna fuck my nigga? If my nigga come along, you gonna fuck my nigga.
I done seen chicks that I done talked to and didn't fuck. And one of my niggas probably got a great relationship in their 30s. Like, shit, they been fucking around.
But some type of nigga, though, even if it was like, if one of my niggas fuck with a girl, used to, I'll say something to him first.
Right.
Hey, bro, you know, old girl been checking me out. We were talking on Facebook or whatever. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
If he say he don't, nah, bro, you can't do it, I ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. If he tell me go ahead, I'm going to go ahead. Don't be mad when you see us in Barbados.
Right.
Yeah, I ain't stepping on no toes of my niggas.
Nah, I never do it. Not with my niggas, no. Never. I never do it.
My close niggas, though, I feel disrespected if you come to me and ask me, you know it ain't wifey. Like, you know who I fuck with, bro.
Yeah.
You know who I was.
But some niggas is that tender, though, where you got to do it.
They are. And some niggas is that ruthless. Like, I done had niggas I thought we was friends and be in my wife's inbox when we was younger. You know, like, damn, like, my nigga.
But my thing with the friends thing is I only got, like, five. Mm-hmm. Maybe six.
Facts.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck how many fives I give in the club, how many what's ups I get. I don't care about none of that.
Yeah.
You not my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
For a game.
Your number's not saved in my phone. Uh-huh. I don't call you. You don't call me. We talk when we see each other out.
Right. Yeah.
You not my nigga. Your might, baby mama.
Might cut up on social media or something.
Might cut up on social media. I don't care how cool you think I am, how cool you tell your girl, your baby mama, how cool that nigga's all right. I could care less about any of it.
Right. It'd be weird your for you to girl, even come to a nigga like
your baby
like
mama,
that.
Your whatever she is, fair game to me.
Yeah. And it'd be weird to see a nigga in the club you barely even know, be like, yeah, you know me and your baby mama. You don't know how this nigga feel, or you know, I don't know how you.
I ain't telling no nigga nothing.
But with your main nigga, like, hey, I'm bro, say you used to talk to Shorty. Me and her be talking on Facebook a lot. You care?
I feel like that's player shit.
It is player shit because you never know.
Let me ask you this. So, have you ever had any beef or a motherfucker try to come at you sideways over a woman?
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Like one of my niggas? Or just a nigga?
Just a nigga prick.
Hell yeah.
It's crazy.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
I don't care though.
That probably have to be the craziest part about being single.
Don't say nothing to me.
Yeah.
I ain't take the pussy.
Right.
Uh-huh. I ain't make her give it up.
Right. Mm-hmm. She takes two to tango, man. Check your bitch.
He mad at her.
Yeah.
I don't owe you no loyalty. You not my nigga.
Yeah. You got to check, nobody you gotta check home with. First, man. You look silly as fuck going out checking a nigga, man.
Yeah, because I, you know.
I got some pepper spray on me now, man. I didn't see too many. I ain't fighting no nigga. I'm going to hit you with pepper spray. I ain't going to stomp you out and try
I ain't going to fight no nigga either, but I got a lot of nephews and shit to be around me that can't wait to hit a nigga.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, if they see me arguing, they can't wait to hit a nigga. So.
You said you got some scrappers over, huh?
They can't wait to hit a nigga.
Mm.
That's what's up. That's the beauty of getting older.
I love it. But that's why I said I don't mind being called unk.
Hey, especially if you're handling business, though. If you're a real solid.
Yeah, because I'm not one of them. I'm not even that old, but I'm older to them.
Yeah.
But I'm not one of them niggas that's going to not say when you wrong. I'm not going to let you do stupid shit.
Nah, fuck
even with my main niggas, and we all big on this. You can't be my nigga if we can't check each other.
Facts.
Right.
I should be able to come over to your house, you come over to my house, we in the car, whatever, cuss each other out. We ain't gonna never fight.
Right.
Right.
Cuss each other out, tell you where I'm wrong, tell you where you wrong, you tell me where I'm wrong, whatever, and we get in the car and going where we going and act like nothing happened. Yeah. Every nigga around me is like that.
Gotta have them around you like that, bro, because.
No yes man.
You can't have no yes man. I tell you right about everything.
Now, I'm a yes man as far as bad decisions.
Yeah.
Because I got a few niggas. I'm going to hype y'all niggas up to do the worst shit ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spend it. Bad. Rock it. How much it costs? Get it.
Yeah.
Knowing you ain't supposed to be bad at shit.
Yeah.
Bad.
But it was a pleasure talking to you, man. We're going to end it like that. It was a pleasure.
Appreciate you.
This is probably
on.
The most funnest episode I didn't have,
bro. Yeah. Like, we're spontaneous, too, man.
This was my first podcast.
It's your first podcast. Is it your last podcast? You coming back and fucking with us?
Whenever.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I encourage you to try to, you know, start something on your own too, bro, because your content be going all around. Like,
shout out to Instagram, man.
I ain't going to follow me. What's my name? Westside Will.
Okay.
34, ain't it?
Westside Will _34. I'll be forgetting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I will say this. It's another dude. I don't even know him like that. We met on Instagram.
Cello.
Cello.
Yeah.
He's coming next.
Cello's coming next week.
You can ask Cello. I done came to sell up a million times. But let's do a podcast, me and you.
Yeah.
Young nigga, old nigga, two different walks of life. Boom. Mm-hmm.
That's a nigga you want to talk to.
Definitely.
We podcast got
the,
king.
We got the confirmed network, you know what I'm saying? This would be where y'all at. Because
I told y'all I'll quit making videos. I had quit making videos.
Yeah. Bro, I think that'd be
until wrecked. He started. Definitely. I said, you know what? I'm ready to start making videos.
Because y'all both do the same type of content, bro. Yeah. And I never see y'all reaching. It's really like on some like
spitting that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah, I fuck with what bro got to say.
So I got a couple questions to ask you before we get out of here. I think you already answered this. So if you could have anybody on here, but you got to get them on, help us get them on here, who would it be?
As far as like in the city?
Yeah, in the city, anywhere. You just got to be able to.
Of course.
Yeah, you got to be able to call them or something.
They need to hear what Cello got to say.
Uh-huh.
I go with Cello. I ain't going to lie. Black Steve be talking shit.
Yeah, he do. That'd be a good one.
Black Steve.
Black Steve be talking shit.
Yeah.
He do the same thing in his car. In his car,
yeah. Eastside Booby got a lot of shit to say.
Yeah, I got Eastside number. He said just let us know when.
He talk shit. Yeah. It's a few niggas, though. Like, I had to really just scroll and look. Because I know y'all don't want the same walks of life on her every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's different people that, of course, y'all want. Funny niggas, serious niggas, street niggas, rap niggas.
We trying to get one of them stripper Jones on here, but they ain't fucking with us.
Any type of freaks, man. We like the freaks. Any females that want to come on and just be real, you know.
But before we get out of here, though, the podcast is big and lazy. You got to give us something big, something good to eat real quick, and lazy, something good to watch before we get out of here.
Mm-hmm. I don't watch TV.
You don't watch TV?
Nah.
Well, watch this podcast.
I watch this. Mm-hmm. So, something good to eat.
Yeah.
What's that restaurant called that we just talked about?
Rooftop.
Yeah.
Rooftop.
Yeah. Check out the Rooftop Grill on 4th and Oak, man.
And we got
something to watch. Shit. YouTube. Shit.
YouTube. Yeah. There you go. _ BFINES is on. And the Big and Lazy Pod. Follow us. Subscribe. Like. Share. Comment.
Mm-hmm.
We love y'all.
Yes, sir. And we out.
He's a kidnapper. Yeah, I'm a drug dealer, I'm a good trapper. My real life is a movie, I ain't no actor. Yeah, I'm a lick hitter, I'm a drug catcher. I'ma keep getting money cause I'm good at it. Yeah, she gon' let me fuck cause you mad at her. Yeah, he's a handcuffer, he's a kidnapper.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.